Canadian Banknote Reader Operating Instructions. The instructions for using the Canadian Banknote Reader will begin in a moment. Les instructions françaises sont disponibles sur l'envers de cette cassette. We are pleased to introduce the latest banknote reader, which will assist you in identifying Canadian banknotes. It identifies all Canadian banknotes currently in circulation or expected to be in circulation for the next few years. The banknote reader has been manufactured by Britec Incorporated for the Bank of Canada and is distributed by the CNIB and other agencies across Canada. A summary of these instructions is also on the enclosed Braille and large print pages, or if preferred, an electronic version may be requested via email to inquiries@britec.ca. Spelled out, that's INQUIRIES @Britec, BRYTECH .CA. How to operate the reader. Hold the banknote reader in the palm of your hand or place it on a flat surface with the opening for the banknote on top. Insert the short edge of a Canadian banknote under the overhang, ensuring that the edges are flat against the edge guides. Slide the banknote into the slot. When the banknote has been fully inserted, the banknote reader will announce the denomination message and turn itself off. If the banknote is not completely inserted, it could give an incorrect denomination message. The banknote reader has the following features. The unit automatically turns on when a banknote is inserted and turns off upon completion of the message. The message output can be changed between a spoken voice, tones, or vibrations. The message output selection control switch is located on the front left edge of the banknote reader. A three-position volume switch is located on the front right edge. The announcement language can be changed between English and French by reversing the battery. Also, there is a stereo plug-in jack located on the right side for use with the headphones, and provision for a tether strap is recessed in the center of the front edge. The banknote reader can announce the following spoken phrases: 5, 10, 20, 50, 100, cannot read, or replace battery. The cannot read message may occur because the note is not a Canadian banknote. The note can only be read at one end on some new series banknotes. Insert the other end of the note. The note is misaligned. Ensure that it lies flat between the guides. The note is not completely inserted. Remove and reinsert the note until it reaches the end of the slot, or the note is in poor condition or badly soiled. If the problem persists for many different banknotes and cannot be explained as mentioned, try replacing the battery. If this does not correct the problem, then contact your local distributing agency for further assistance. The replace battery message indicates that the battery is low. Replace it with a new 9-volt alkaline battery as soon as possible. However, be assured that the banknote reader will continue to work reliably for approximately 100 more reads. When the tone or vibration mode is selected instead of voice, the denominations are indicated by the following codes. One short beep or vibration indicates $5. Two short beeps or vibrations indicate $10. Three short beeps or vibrations indicate $20. Four short beeps or vibrations indicate $50. One short beep or vibration, followed by a long beep or vibration, indicates $100. Two long beeps or vibrations indicates that the banknote cannot be read. If the battery is weak, each output message will be preceded by a long beep or vibration, depending on which is selected. The banknote reader is intended to assist you in denominating Canadian banknotes. It will not guarantee that a note tested is a genuine banknote rather than a counterfeit note. Neither the Bank of Canada, Britec, nor the CNIB, or other distributing agency will be held financially responsible for any loss incurred by anyone as a result of using the banknote reader. To help maintain the life and performance of your banknote reader, the following maintenance instructions are suggested. Ensure the banknote reader is kept clean and dry. Do not drop or subject to forceful impact. Keep it in the vinyl carrying case when not in use to avoid dirt or other objects getting into the unit. When replacing the battery, only use a 9-volt alkaline battery and ensure it is inserted correctly. If your banknote reader needs repair, it should be securely packaged and shipped to the CNIB at 1929 Bayview Avenue, Toronto, Ontario, M4G3E8. That's the CNIB at 1929 Bayview Avenue, Toronto, Ontario, M4G3E8. Please enclose your name, address, telephone number, and reason for returning the unit. Replacing the battery. Locate the battery compartment on the bottom of the banknote reader. It is at the thick end of the unit. The battery door has two small non-skid pads with raised ridges and a triangle in between them. It can be opened with your thumb by gently pressing, then sliding the door towards the edge of the unit. A click will occur when the battery door has been released. The door is hinged and will remain attached to the unit. Lift the lid and reach into the unit and gently pry the battery up and out of the unit. Only one end will lift up easily, so try the other end if the battery is difficult to lift out. Do not use force to remove the battery. Once the old battery is removed, you must install the new alkaline battery so the terminals are on the terminal connector end of the compartment. You can locate the terminal connectors by feeling for the two metal prongs. The terminal end of the battery should be inserted at this end first. Once in place, the other end, the smooth end, can be easily pushed down with gentle but firm pressure into place. Do not force the battery in. If this is difficult to do, recheck that you have inserted the battery correctly. Once in place, flip the hinged compartment lid back down and slide it back towards the center of the unit until it snaps into place. Your unit should now work for up to 5,000 operations before the battery needs to be replaced again. Your comments on the banknote reader are welcome. Please send them to Britec Incorporated, Post Office Box 8823, Ottawa, Ontario, K1G3J2. Spelled out, that's Britech Incorporated, P.O. Box 8823, Ottawa, Ontario, K1G3J2.